How's your report doing?
Yeah.
It's going horribly. I don't get why we have to do this. Like, they literally know that we're tanking anyways. Let's just cut to the chase, you know what I mean? Rather than having us do these stupid reports so we can show these to our shareholders and prove that we're at least trying something. When really, it is the fault of one of our co-founders wanting to spend all of their fucking money instead of bettering himself and his team. He decides to just better his vacations and his women and his cars and his... Can we just do that instead? Like, just add it to the report, get his financial records and all that. God. I'm having serious fear of missing out too. Because my friends will be at this party and I won't be able to go because we're, stuck doing this stupid report. What about you? Any plans for the evening? Yeah? Well, that would be fun. I haven't really watched that movie. No. I wish I had enough time to do that, but I have other work to do besides this, so yeah, the whole freelance thing. I wish I could just stick to that, but writing never really pays, right? So while my writing career hasn't picked up yet, we'll be stuck being a startup slave. The very least, I have a pretty good coworker to roll with. Come on. We've been at this for one and a half years already? Pretty sure if you were terrible, I would have left earlier, but thankfully for me, and hopefully, thankfully for you, we make a good team. So, there's that. Let me just write this note down. Yeah, I want to remind the advertising team that they haven't sent their goddamn financial report yet, and we're gonna need that if we are to make this full set report before the wonderful boss arrives back home and sees that we have half-assed this shit. I mean, I wish I could half-ass this shit too, you know, but it's not really a wise thing to do. I'd write them an email, but they don't really look at their emails, especially when coming from us, so I am going to send them a post-it. Just gonna step aside for a bit. Be right back. Let me see, who else has missed the memo to send their monthly financial reports? I see Jillian has missed it again. Come on, man, how hard is it to actually send these things on time? We literally send them every month. True, they might not just want to share that they have been doing horribly as well. You look like shit. Yeah? Yeah, well, between you and me, I'm pretty sure you have the harder job consolidating all of this and making sure everything checks out. Yeah. You're a trooper, that's for sure. Well, I'm not going to that party, and I highly doubt you have the time to probably watch that movie of yours. So I guess we have to think of something to at least make this a little bit more fun. I've got nothing to do. I mean, I do have something right in front of me. It's just that my mind isn't functioning anymore. At least for now. So, looks like I know what I'm doing instead. Well then, teammate, why don't I treat you to a nice massage? I mean, it's only fitting. You've been working your ass off, and I barely even realize that without you, I wouldn't be able to do my job too. So, you, at the very least, deserve a little bit of pampering. Don't worry, I'm really, really good at this. Yeah. Back in college, everyone used to pay me a little bit just so I can get by, so long as I give them a solid massage. I mean, hours and hours of studying. You know, you kind of would want to have a little bit of relief, right? And that's why I was there. Well, now I'm here to do the very same to you. Is that hard enough for you? Or should I go a little bit harder? Sure thing, boss. No problem. you like the sound of that, don't you? Well, one day, we'll both get out of this shithole. And maybe we get to work together again. We can be a dynamic duo and found our own company. I mean, why not? We both know money. We're smart, or at least we're very smart, so all we need to do is rack our heads together, think of something brilliant, and we should be fine. Well, if you're not in the mood for that, at the very least, you can take comfort in knowing that if/when you leave here, and I do sincerely hope it is a when, not an if, and you need some references, man, will I give you a solid 10 out of 10. You fucking deserve it, man. How's that going? Yeah? Good. Alright, well, let me do you another solid, huh? I figured you might appreciate a little bit of a head massage, too. Again, just a little bit. This isn't really my specialty. Because I kind of squeeze too hard. But hey, I'll do my best. Alright. I guess that's about it. For me, at least I gave you a little bit of relief. And that gave me a little bit of a break from the stupidity. Right, where was I here? me just write another fucking note for Jillian before I forgot. Get your fucking shit together. Otherwise, we are both screwed. How does this sound? Strong words, but I agree. All right, Jillian, this one's for you. And where is she? Right, she's at that table, so let me just... Think we'd still have time? Movie night doesn't sound so bad, especially if it's with you. Can't say I'm really excited about watching that show, but whatever. I would appreciate the company this evening anyways, even if it's going to your place instead of mine. Gonna miss that party. Might as well have something to do after this. So, that's something to look forward to. Thanks for the invite. I really appreciate it. Well, maybe next week I can return the favor. No problem, boss.